This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. TouringPlans.com.
This is Jeffrey Sherman, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show number 346 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Jimmy this week, and we have a great show lined up for you. We've done this show a couple times before, but we have our show Keep It, Fix It, or Dump It. And this week we're going to be covering some attractions at the Animal Kingdom. Before we get started, let me introduce who we have with us this week. We have Morgan. Hey Morgan, how's it going?
Hey guys, how's it going today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I got a little rain here, but hey, we're talking Animal Kingdom, so I am ready to got my list and let's get started.
Sweet. And also we have Ed. Ed, what's happening, my friend?
Not much, Jimmy. How are you doing?
I am fantastical.
Excellent. It's a lot nicer.
I like
up
how there
by
was
me.
A pause there. Are you not quite sure?
I was almost going with fan-damn-tastic, but then I thought, you know what? Fantastical is even better.
Okay. You didn't know what kind of fantastical or phantasmic, fantasal, you know, so didn't know where you were going.
I think I made up fantastical a while back, and I think I'm going to stick with that one from now on.
Well, that's not a bad one.
Okay. Somebody's got to make you a shirt.
Yes. I'm fantastical. So, Ed, where do you want to start?
So, tonight what we're going to do is the Keep It, Fix It, Dump It show. And like Jimmy said, we've done this show a couple different times. And what we'll do is we'll take something specific. What we're going to do tonight is Animal Kingdom. And we're going to go ahead and find an attraction or a restaurant or even a walkway that we think either works really well or it needs to have some work done to it, or we got to get the bulldozers in here and just get rid of it. So, we have the three of us tonight. We've been giving this some thought. And before we get into it, though, just because...
ground rules?
Yeah, because you know what? This is going to be so, so easy as far as the fix it. Because I know everybody out there listening to the show right now, and I know you guys are thinking the same exact thing I am of what needs to be fixed at Animal Kingdom. What do you think? And not that it hasn't been the same thing for the last, 15, 10 years or whatever. What needs to be fixed the most?
Have to fix the Disco Yeti.
Exactly. What do you think, Morgan? Have you seen that yet?
The Yeti is definitely on my list, but I actually had a different answer because I knew you guys were going to say Yeti.
Okay, well, we're hitting this one because this is the most common. Once we get done with the Yeti, then we'll go ahead and do individuals for ourselves.
Yep.
The Yeti has been broken since it opened, probably about a year after it opened or 6 months after it opened.
So I have a question. Have everybody experienced the attraction with the Yeti operating the way it's supposed to?
I don't think I've ever seen the Yeti operational, but I've seen like YouTube videos of what it's supposed to look like when it's working as it should.
It's much, much better when it's operating as it should.
We were lucky to be down on a trip maybe about a month after it opened, something like that. And yeah, we saw him in A mode, which has him leaning over, has him reaching his arm down to grab you.
And he actually moves closer, like he's moving toward you. Mm-hmm. His arm's coming down toward you, like to grab you.
Oh yeah, no, it was the main thing of that ride. And unfortunately, it went down. And for the first couple of years, because you know I only get down there once or twice a year, you could on that ride maybe four times. You don't really notice it as much, but then they used the strobe lights, which made it seem like he was moving. That was B mode, or disco.
I was talking to somebody recently, and now I don't remember who said this, but it may have been Rudy, said they had ridden this attraction when it was going under a refurb, and the part that you go through before you go backwards and you hit the track that's all broken, they were talking about that and that the track was not, like, the track was gone.
Okay.
And the ride, so when you go, there's nothing there. There's no bent track. There's just an end of the line.
Oh, said, gotcha.
More spooky. It was even more spooky because there was no track. It was just like you just went off the, like, it looked like you were going off the side of the mountain.
Right, right. One of those, like, little mouse rides, those mouse roller coasters.
Yes.
That was very cool. Now, I tell you what, they do have the great video inside, and the ride itself is great. And, again, we don't want to dump it. We just want them to fix the Yeti. And you know what? After this many years, why haven't they come up with a plan? You know what? And the issue is the Yeti rocks so much that he's built into the foundation of the entire mountain. So when he started rocking too badly or too violently, it was screwing up the foundation, and they couldn't do that, so they had to stop him from moving. Did you guys hear anything different than that?
I think that's the truth, and I think the biggest issue and why it hasn't been addressed is because in the past, it's been one of the only really e-ticket attractions in that park. So hard just to take it down for that long of a refurbishment.
What? Yeah, I mean, you would literally pretty much have to take, like, the top of the mountain off, pretty much, I think, to get the Yeti out, too.
I got it all planned.
You got to think about how big he is.
I have it all planned. Here we go. Why haven't they replaced the entire Yeti with something else? A Yeti, again, smaller or lighter or made out of different materials with some kind of different mechanics to it that don't tie into the mountain, yet make it a good animatronic to then move while people are going by. The old Yeti, tear him apart. Take his legs and arms off and just cart him down the hill. But why haven't they done that? They have so many great animatronics. The technology is boundless. And I can't imagine they couldn't have put something in there that was, you know, relatively harmless, not that expensive, but still worth it, because you haven't gotten the Yeti back in years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I just looked it up. It's like around 2008 is when the Yeti went to hibernation. Let's put it that way.
Unfortunately, hibernated, frozen out in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's when he went to Studio 54 and became the Disco Yeti we all know now.
He took something that hasn't worn off yet.
Yeah, he took a trip that he's still on.
So that's an example of a fix-it. And that was one of the most obvious ones. So that's why we wanted to throw it out there, kind of the Yeti in the room, so to speak.
Yes.
So now, go ahead, Morgan. You brought up that you definitely have something different, which we all do, but you can go ahead first. What do you want to fix at Animal Kingdom?
So my fix, and my fix is probably more of a personal one, and probably more of one for, as Lisa calls it, poo-sized people. So Flight of Passage, as everybody knows, is super popular. I know Jimmy is a huge fan of it. I can't ride it because I can't fit on it. And it's not that I can't fit as far as, you know, my waist. For some reason, just my DNA and the way that I was built, my calf muscles are actually too big. So I'm assuming that I am not the only person in the world that has this issue.
Right, right. And we heard about it in the beginning, a lot of different problems getting on the ride. Okay, well, go ahead. What are we going to do to fix it?
So I'm thinking there's got to be a way, because you don't flip upside down. So it's not like these restraints are holding the person from falling off of the Banshee.
Right. Yeah, very true.
There's got to be some way to adjust the restraints, make them softer, more flexible, something. There's got to be a way to adjust the restraints so people who have bigger calf muscles, because like I said, it's just the calf muscles. It's not a matter of, because I think even if I'm not mistaken, Big Fat Panda has been on it, and he's a poo shaped person too. Like it's not that just a certain shaped person can go on this ride. Like it's just somebody's legs.
Oh yeah, and you think you can make it out of some type of like fire hose material, even, or just some type of stretchy nylon that would just be tough to break. I mean, they got to make material like that out there.
I mean, there's got to be a way to secure somebody's legs because, like, I mean, unless there's some feature that you guys have not told me about, you know, are we flipping upside down that you guys just forgot to tell me about?
No. But I tell you what, don't ever look behind you. Just don't ever look behind you. You think you were. But no, you physically are on the bike. I mean, the thing that's keeping you on your Banshee, the thing that you're worried about, I guess, is just if you lose your equilibrium and you might want to fall either way or fall backwards or whatever, the restraints kind of keep you from doing that lightly. It's not like they're putting you in tightly. The one on your back basically touches your back and then backs off.
And that part has secured and clicked and whatever it has needed to do. So that part has latched and I've been perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So that part's fine. And I've attempted twice. So like the first time I attempted that cast member, the first time didn't really try to get it on my legs. The second time I was actually with Jimmy and he can attest the cast member tried, I think, everything besides duct taping me to the ride.
Right.
To try to get my legs to fit and latch and have the things click.
Sure,
to
make it work.
To get me on. And it just didn't do it. Right. So there's got to be some way still be safe.
I mean, we did get fast passes out of it.
The free show is much better than the ride, Morgan. Don't worry about it. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, but I still want to do at least once.
We're going to get you there.
Yeah. Okay, Jimmy, so your turn. What needs to be fixed at Animal Kingdom? What can we fix?
Navi River. Wait. No, let me. I take that. I retract that statement.
Okay. It might not even make the recording, so go ahead.
Fix. We're on fix.
Yes.
Fix. I'm going to say Rivers of Light.
Okay. The relatively new night show. It's been around, what, 2 years now? Two and a half year? A year and a half? I can't keep track of that one.
It's terrible.
So many versions.
Well, I lost all faith in it when they pulled the people off the boat. So that was the best part about it when I went.
Oh, yeah. It was so terrible. It was terrible to begin with. Now you're just yanking investment out of it to make it even worse. So it's almost like they've given up on it.
Right. And it was basically the long-awaited new nighttime show for Animal Kingdom. They created those bleachers on the lake there, and everybody looked forward to it. It was delayed. They gave us a secondary show that was in there for a little while, and then finally they unveiled it, and it was okay. I thought it was – the storyteller aspect of it I thought was phenomenal. The lights were great. I've got some great pictures from the entire night we had with this show.
Do you have any desire to do it again?
No. And without those actors either in the audience with us or then on the boats, I have definitely no desire. I might have otherwise, I was thinking.
And then, you know, I haven't seen it since they've redone it that they do the projections on the fountains now. They have more of those.
Right.
But everybody I've talked to says they're pretty terrible.
So are we actually fixing this show, or do we want to just trash the show and start over again, though? Is this more of a dump?
I think it can be fixed.
Okay. Very cool.
How are you going to fix it?
I think they need to do the projections. I think they need a Disney tie-in, because there's many ways to do that. Jungle Book, Lion King, Bugs Life. There's a ton of ways to tie in Disney characters, but they need to do the projections right. And we know they can because of World of Color and Fantasmic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So just need a better way to do this and make this attraction right. You know what's funny is, as unimpressed as I am with that nighttime show, I am very impressed with what they've done on the Tree of Life at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Which is so much more simple, but so much nice. It's just so much more meaningful.
Right.
It's almost like, because Tree of Life in a way is because it's simple, they can give it a better quality.
Well,
because it's too much going on with Rivers of Life, the quality gets shot.
Maybe.
True. And you're right. The Tree of Life is more of a programming issue than it is more of a, I guess, a projection, or not even a projection issue, but more of a, when I say a production issue. While, yeah, the light show on the water is definitely all production. The light show on the tree, just in case anybody's not sure what that means, is they basically are showing animations that are about 3-4 minutes long, where they start out mainly... Go ahead.
It's so cool.
Oh, it is. And it starts out mainly with the tree itself. Once it gets dark enough, they throw an animation on it, like they do at the Castle of Magic Kingdom, which is basically an animation of the tree, what you're looking at right there in front of you. So when the animations then do start, the tree starts to move. The animals on the tree start like moving around to form whatever story they're going to tell. And I sat there an entire night just going through each one of those stories one night, and it was such a great time.
We need Sam to do how he did with the Fountain of Nations and just sit there and record it. We need him to just sit and record the Tree of Life.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. So now, is there anything else we could do to fix the light show? The water on the... what's the name of it again?
Rivers of Light.
Yep. What else can we do to fix that? Anything?
I'm sure there are other things.
I do think bringing the actors back will help.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what I thought would work too? Something a little Epcot-ish, where you know how Epcot has the lights all the way around the lagoon and the lake when they're doing the show, and then every so often you see fireworks come out from each of those spots, or the lights will come on and kind of ties the entire circle together. You kind of don't see that. You don't see where the flame tree is, or you don't see it on the other side of the lake when you're watching from the bleachers. And I think you could tie the entire thing in. They do it with, the green lights, where they had those little dot lights everywhere, which was kind of cool.
Not do that because there are people dining at Flame Tree, and they don't want to, freak people out while they're eating and have something shoot out beside their table?
Okay, we'll just have some lights over there. You add the part of the show.
Yeah.
I thought the animals that they had floating, the stained glass animals were phenomenal. I was just looking at pictures of them the other night.
Yeah, it's really cool when you can see them when you're during the day and you walk across the bridge and you can see them parked in the little canals, because you can get a good close-up view on them. And they're cool.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it's fixable.
Good. It's fixable.
It's 100% fixable.
Yeah, maybe even have some closer-up... I guess they don't want to deal what they deal with the MGM with Fantasmic, but I was saying bring some of the water projections even closer. Not so that they're going to get on people, but I think I remember seeing it. They seemed far back and maybe weren't lit as much or lit as well. Either way, definitely fixable. Very cool. Okay, guys, I have one that's kind of a little off the board for my fix-it at Animal Kingdom. What I'm going to kind of suggest fixing is after you go through the turnstiles, the walk up into the park to where then you get to where you see the Tree of Life. You have a lot of really cool exhibits going up in there. The porcupine's up in there. You see some birds and things like that on both sides of the paths. At one point, you can kind of trade over to the other side of the path where there's some tunnels and some caves and stuff like that. You know what? This is a Disney park. If we're going to have that at all, let's fix that. To me, the only part of Animal Kingdom, it looks like a second-rate zoo. Is that whole area you're coming up with those little exhibits with the animals. It's cool seeing the animals, but let's give them some form. Let's give that whole area some theme or something more so that does what it's supposed to do, which is keep other people off the line of Pandora, whatever I'm getting on.
I also, because you're talking about that first half right before...
Discovery Island.
All right.
Well, before you get up to the hill where you cross over the river and see the Tree of Life. So we didn't even get to the tree.
So before the shops, before the tree,
right and after, all that, right? Right after the entrance, you've got a good maybe 100-yard walk to when you get up to that point on top of the bridge where you're going to see the tree. And they have a lot of animals in there. And like I said, the cave, and they have a bunch of different places to kind of hang out. And if they're going to do that, I think they should just up it to be more of a quality area to be in. You think of walking through Epcot in the opening of it, or Magic Kingdom down Main Street, or things like that. It's a much more finished area. Hey, granted, it's Animal Kingdom. I get it.
But the Oasis. Discovery Island is the
island. I was just looking up a map. Right. Yeah.
Discovery Island is where the Tree of Life actually is. Mm-hmm. The Oasis is what you can either go right or left and go around it.
And I gave it some thought because Discovery Island, I think that's done well because the way their paths are, they have all the signage. They have the pathways, and they basically make it kind of like an adventure when you're running around the bottom of the tree looking up all the time at which part you're seeing different animals and then seeing live animals in front of you. So I kind of stayed away from that one when I was going through this thought, but definitely that walkway up from the turnstiles to where you finally eventually see that tree. And again, nothing major. I mean, it's fine how it's been. It used to be the only place they had the old lamps where you had the dragons on them still, but I think they finally pulled them out too now.
I've never ventured around the Oasis at all. I've never walked down any of those trails or.
They're not major. The one around the tree.
No. The one before that, the Oasis, not, that, not Discovery Island.
Not major trails, as far as much as just you're walking into the park. You just have either the right side or the left side, and at one point there's a cave you go through that kind of switches back in, to either side.
Gotcha.
But also, like, I feel like the last couple of times that I was in Animal Kingdom, I feel like there's maybe a handful of animals in the habitats. Like,
well, that's what made me think about it, because last time they were mostly full, and the porcupine was on full display, and I thought that was cool as shit. So I figured if they're going to – and he's literally in a cage that's not that – not even a cage, but he's in an area that's not that big. It is somewhat decorated, I guess, like his habitat, but nothing like you would think you would have an animal at Disney's Animal Kingdom in for a display purpose, you know? It just didn't seem up to task. So, and again, like I said, a minor thing, but something that I would definitely take a look at if I was going to improve something.
No, yeah. I would agree with that.
Cool. Okay, guys. So let's move on to a keep it. Let's go for positivity this time around. And, you know what? I'm going to actually jump up in front with this one. So hopefully nobody takes this on top of me. I am going to keep all the shows that the Animal Kingdom, because how can you not? We've talked about it many times between Festival of the Lion King and Finding Nemo the show, or Finding Nemo the musical. Two of the best shows on property. And I almost hate to say this because this sounds like a fix it, but it's not, because this is still my keep it. But they should put some of those characters outside the theaters a little bit more with interactivity. Put somebody out there with a fish. Doesn't have to be a main character, but put an actor out there with a fish and show people how they're doing the acting and stuff like that for Nemo. Over on the other side with Festival of Lion King, have some people out there in costume, native African costumes, explaining what they're doing around where the ride is as people are online and stuff.
Or even the guy on stilts.
Yeah, well, whatever. But still, keep those, never get rid of those. They are the big draw of the park in my eyes. These thrill rides are awesome. They come and go, though. These shows are great for the one-year-old. It's great for the 99-year-old.
Yes.
I mean, Finding Nemo the musical is my favorite of all of them, and it's fantastic. It's the equivalent to me. It's the quality is every bit as good as a Broadway show.
Sure. You know what? Throw a tour opportunity at Animal Kingdom for the shows.
Take me
backstage. Behind the scenes.
And see some of the props, maybe get to meet one of the, you know, we talked about this not too long ago, Ed, the Day at Disney, right. And the young Disney lady who plays
Dory.
Mm-hmm. And how amazing she was. Imagine if you got to go on a tour and you get to meet her and just have her talk for a few minutes to everybody. That would be incredible.
Sure. And any of the people in the production would be cool. She'd be awesome. And again, I'm easing into a fix it as opposed to a keep it, so I'm going to stop there. Jimmy, go ahead and you go next with the keep it.
Keep it for me, and I'm going to say keep it and maybe even expand it, is some of the live performers. Not in the shows, but just out and about. I mean, and if we were in studios, we'd call them Streetmosphere characters, but like Divine and the drummers in Africa and, you know, those type of things. I love to see those people out doing what they do. I think, you know, like Epcot, they get the guys carving in the outpost. They get the guys out there carving the little statues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thing like that. I think you definitely got to keep it. And I would even say expand it.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Definitely.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I think especially the performers in Africa, like
the singers, the musicians are amazing.
And yeah, I mean, I feel like the performers in Animal Kingdom, just like the shows, are a draw. Sure. Like, they're a reason to go just as much as going to see Finding Nemo and Festival of the Lion King.
Yep, totally agree. I think about when they brought into the nighttime activities at Animal Kingdom, I think that's when they turned up the volume of all the different live shows they were having walking around. And Jimmy will contest to this one. He saw this guy over at Epcot, but I saw this one gentleman on this huge harp playing right across from the entrance to It's Tough to Be a Bug. And he was phenomenal. He was playing popular music, Disney, of course, themed, on this huge harp, and it was crazy good.
I can't remember his name, but it was amazing. He was part of – he was right at the front of World Showcase when me, Sam, and Ian did our walk around for Festival of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it was amazing. I mean, he like rocks out with a harp. So it's funny. It's good.
And the African music was cool. I love seeing different videos of that. I've saw the different people live, and the different instruments are fun. And they always have kind of the acrobats once in a while will show up over there too in Africa. Cool.
For sure.
Awesome. Okay, Morgan, your turn. What are you going to keep?
This was kind of hard for me, actually. Like, because I want to keep so much.
Oh, I was going to say, you want to get rid of everything? Wow.
No, I want to keep so much.
Fresh with the whole park.
We'll take your throw it down in your mind, your top three, and if you have a hard time getting one out, we'll let you do two.
I mean, I think the one I kind of went with, the one that I'm worried would be in more of a risk to be taken away. This is where I came with my answer. There's a lot of them that I hope never go away. But I'm going to go with Conservation Station because it's already being changed.
Okay. Being changed to what?
Well, because like they've talked about it's closing and now and then it's not closing and mm-hmm. I hope that they don't close it.
Right.
Because I actually like, I mean, granted, a lot of people think Animal Kingdom is just a zoo. You know, oh, I don't need to go to Animal Kingdom. It's a zoo. I got one of those at home. I don't really need to waste my time there.
It's not a zoo.
Yes, it's not a zoo. And Conservation Station and a lot of things like that at Animal Kingdom have that zoo feel. But I feel like Animal Kingdom does a better job in showing us the ways that we take care of animals and animals in a way take care of us and like the circle of life and
oh sure
you yeah. know all of that. Animal Kingdom does a better job of that, and Conservation Station, Rafiki's Planet Watch, like that whole area is a place that does that
right now. So, and that kind of illustrates my point earlier as far as the fix it. Why can't you use a little of that technology know-how and the way they present the things over to Conservation Station on the walk into the park? I mean, they have some great, great exhibits and some great displays and some great ways they do things. I just think they could be putting some brain power in there. Conservation Station, unfortunately to me, the only problem with that is you need to take the train to get there.
And right, that, to me, turns off everybody. Was also right. one of my possible fix-it. So, like, it was kind of one of those, like, mm-hmm. I hope they don't get rid of it, but I do see some things that need to be enhanced.
Right, right. I mean, the train was great the first couple of times we took it, but then it became more like, do we want to spend the time to get out there? And, you know, because you take the train out there and you spend the time there and you take the train back, it all kind of equals out to thirds, it seemed at one point. And was it worth it for one third at the conservation station? So.
Right. And if you go multiple times a year, it's no big deal. But if you're like, right. I only go once a year, I only go once every couple of years, that is a lot of time to put in your day.
Oh, right. But definitely keep it because I want it available for when I do get over there.
Right.
Excuse me. Okay, guys. Now time for the dump it part. Basically, what we're going to do is try to figure out what can't even be fixed at this point at Animal Kingdom.
So I can go first, right?
You do.
Dino Land.
Dang it.
Be specific.
I like the ride Dinosaur.
Right.
Just all the amusement park crap.
Yep, I think we all took that, so this might be a general conversation. That's what my pick was going to be.
Yeah, that was going
to
be my pick.
This might have been the other elephant, so I think we might have to somehow come up with something else if we can, but we'll talk about this for a couple minutes anyway. I totally think the Carnival story has faded. The cost to play the games, the prizes, which you still got to win, are still just the Carnival prizes.
Yeah, pack up the Carnival and move it on to the next town. It's time to go.
Yes.
Nice. I like that. And that could be part of the story. The Carnival left town. They had to bring something in there. Oh, crap. There was an earthquake, and this whole new ride came out of the ground.
Well, see, here's my thing. So, like, you know how Disney is talking about we're going to put more of our own IP into our parks. So more Disney characters into our parks. So get rid of Dino Land and put like Pocahontas, put more Lion King, Jungle Book,
an adventure, you know, a quote unquote adventure land. However,
put your Disney characters that are like, or I mean, honestly, if you think about it, you've got Animal Kingdom has this whole, if you even go into like Disney Plus, that you've got Disney Nature and National Geographic now.
You know, you can even
take off that. You can take off of Disney and their whole conservation and everything, and even put like WALL-E.
You still have in there. You still have to make it entertaining, though.
I know, but I'm saying like you can find some way to put your Disney characters into the area that was Dino Land.
That's a good point, though, that now that they own the IP for National Geographic, that you could use some of that.
Sure. Yep. Now, and I want to throw something out there, too. They created a brand new land, and they put in Pandora, which was nothing to do with the Disney property ever. So using old Disney characters in Animal Kingdom had to be thrown around and then kind of vetoed at one point or a couple times. Because Jungle Book and there are a lot of characters and a lot of stories out there. I could see maybe an Adventureland, which is where I think Morgan's going to, because you have the dinosaur ride, which is an adventure. You can have different things like that, and yeah, definitely tie it into something Disney.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you got Pocahontas, you got Tarzan, you've got all these characters that are from nature as a background.
They used to have a really good Pocahontas show.
Yeah, and they had a Tarzan show, too. So, I mean, it's like, not saying bring back those shows.
Right. I'm thinking, and here's the thing. We're kind of moving into an armchair imagineering right now.
Yeah,
which is fine, because we're all saying the same thing. So we got a couple minutes to do this. And I'm thinking for that area, we're talking the footprint. If we keep Dinosaur, but you get rid of the Carnival, I guess you're going to keep the store, or is Max and Irma's going to go away? But
I mean, the store's fine, I
think. I'm thinking if you're going to keep those small rides, you really don't have that much big of a footprint left. I mean, you really don't have a lot that you could add in there unless you literally just get rid of everything but Dinosaur and start fresh. Again, you're right, there's just so many stories to follow, or there are different ways to present it. The National Geographic idea is awesome. Put in some type of simulator where we're going to do the old type of 3D ride, but we're going to be banging around in some type of car while we're doing it. Give me the old Canada, but I'm in a vehicle where I'm strapped into it and getting a little extra action. Something like that, and base it on National Geographic. Take us around the world to some of their best. Take me into the safari with the elephants the dolphin reef.
You can redesign Boneyard, and you're digging for archaeology. I can't even talk. you can dig for artifacts from, you know, lost civilizations. So, I mean, there's ways to reuse what some stuff is pre-existing, but make it Disney and make the stuff that is really the cheesy Dino Land 50s Carnival stuff that we don't like, make that go away.
So I'm going to throw something at you guys. I have the touringplans.com website up and have all the attractions rated. And the way they rate them, is they rate them in each category: preschool, grade school, teens, young adults, over 30, and seniors.
Yep.
And then they give it their personal rating. So what do you think is the highest rated attraction in Animal Kingdom?
And it's up to date?
I would say this is up to date, yeah.
And they try to keep stuff up to date, so I would assume so.
It's got
to
be Flight of Passage.
Wrong.
Oh, is this going to be one of those?
Safari.
Morgan, you.
Yes.
Okay.
And it looks like, and it's because Safari rates higher with seniors than Flight of Passage and way higher with preschoolers.
Everybody can get on it. Right?
Everybody can do Safari pretty much.
Right,
Now, if you look at it, grade school, they're tied. Teens, young adults, and over 30 rank Avatar Flight of Passage a little bit higher. But it didn't make up for the deficit of the preschoolers not liking it as much.
Right.
So Safari's is rated a 5. Avatar Flight of Passage is rated a 4.5. Expedition Everest is rated a 4.5. Then Dinosaur is rated a 4. Divine is rated a 4. Festival of Lion King is rated a 4. Finding Nemo, the musical, is rated as a 4.
So the person. Interesting. I'm just saying they're using Divine and basically characters versus attractions and stuff. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all the experiences. So Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail rates a 4. Tough to Be a Bug rates a 4. Maharaja Jungle Truck rates a 4. Tree of Life Awakenings rates a 4. Wilderness Explorers rates a 4.
I think that's the show on the tree. They call it Awakenings. Do you think that's what it is?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Affection Section at Rafiki's Planet Watch rates of 3.5. Conservation Station rates of 3.5. Cali River Rapids rates of 3.5. Navi River Journey rates of 3.5. Winged Encounters rates of 3.5. The Boneyard rates of 3. DJ Anon rates of 3. Primeval World rates of 3. Rivers of Light rates of 3. Tam Tam Drummers of Harambe rates of 3.
That should be bigger.
Up, I think I agree. Up, A Great Bird Adventure rates of 3.
Another that should be bigger.
Viva Gaia Street Band rates of 3. That's the people that play music on the stage over there when you come into Discovery Island and you take a right to go to a dinosaur. It's like across the street from Flame Tree Barbecue.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen characters out there with them, too, sometimes.
Sometimes there's characters that pop out,
Yeah, there's like a big doorway right next to that stage, I think, backstage door.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Discovery Island Trail is 2.5. Triceratops Spin a 2. Wildlife Express Train 2.
Yeah, down there.
Habitat 0.5. And everything else goes unrated.
So the conservation station rated double the train ride, basically, I think I remember hearing it. Like it was rated differently than the train ride or separately.
Yeah.
Interesting. Everybody likes to get there. They don't like – I mean everybody likes it. They just don't like the getting there.
Yeah.
Like I was saying. Perfect. Perfect. I love when stats back you up. So awesome. Touringplans.com. They have a lot of great stuff. One of our awesome sponsors.
Yeah.
That's why we like them.
Oh, there's a lot, ton of great information on their site.
And we're diverging, but one of my favorite things to do is literally go to the hotel rooms, and they have a picture outside the window of every hotel room on property, so you can see exactly what you'd be looking at from the room you request.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep. Good stuff. And we've had fairly good luck with that.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So we've spent a little time in Animal Kingdom. We've seen some of the things we really enjoy. We've seen some of the things we think need a little leg up, be fixed. And we've seen some things. Well, actually, we've seen one major thing that needs to go.
I'm renting the bulldozer now.
Who knows? Who knows? After 2 months of being closed, maybe we'll show up in Animal Kingdom and that'll be gone.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, I don't think so either. but hopefully it gets onto the docket. I definitely don't think anything's changing in Animal Kingdom for another 3 to 4 years. We have to see how Avatar 2 goes to see what happens in that land, if anything else is going to be added to it or not. Other than that, I think it's been very, very low news coming out of Animal Kingdom, other than, of course, animal births. which is great.
Yep. Actually, we posted I'm going to completely say the name wrong, but a little piglet was born. Oh. It was just announced this week. And excellent. We posted about it on our blog.
Very nice.
Nice. So check out the blog at www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com.
Right. And you know what, Jimmy? You're on a roll right now. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how to get in touch with the show?
Sure. You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Give us a good rating and review. It helps us be more visible to other people on whether it be iTunes or Google Play Music or Stitcher or iHeartRadio, however you listen to us. If you give us a good rating and review, it helps other people find us, makes us more visible. So thank you guys again. We are out. Quaharini.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
See you later, guys. Don't forget Dreamfinder Radio. Bye-bye.
Kungaloosh!
Luke, I am your father.